Hi, this is a dictation for patient Dawson Smith, DawSonSmith. Date of birth 7/12/1965. Date of accident 4/22/2024. Date of service 5/1/2024. Actually, date of service is 4/30/2024. Sorry, the date of service will be 5/1/2024. And patient was seen on 5/1. He came on 4/30 to pick up his paperwork, and he could not be seen at that time. The patient has severe pain in the neck and the lower back, and he would like some help. As a chief symptom, he also suffers from headaches and numbness of the second, third, and fourth finger. Patient reports that his neck is very stiff, and he alleges that all his symptoms are coming from an accident that happened on 4/22/2024. He reported that between 7:40 to 8 a.m., he was traveling as a driver's seat. He was parked. Actually, he was parked on the driver's seat in front of a Mako, and he was parked in 2012 Yukon Denali, and he was hit by a Chevy. Other car was hit him at 50 miles an hour. This happened in around Mako at Plymouth and Southfield. He reported that he was parked on Plymouth and he was rear-ended on the driver's side by the other vehicle at almost 50 miles an hour. He was not wearing seat belt at the moment, and there was a short period of loss of consciousness. He banged his nose into the steering wheel. It was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. An ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was not taken to the hospital or ER on the moment of accident. Patient reported the following injury happened. The patient did not have a He injured his nose to the steering wheel, which was found to be broken. There was a nosebleed. His glasses fell down, whiplash to the neck due to the injury after hitting into the headrest. He says that the steering wheel, the seatbelt, headrest are okay. They're not broken. However, the dashboard got cracked. An airbag did not deploy. Along the damaged patient describes that he has a tailgate which is damaged, rear window is damaged, shattered, and all crushed. Wheels are damaged, bumper is crushed, tailgate was pushed in, and gum and teeth are hurting on him. And his car possibly was totaled. He did go to the Providence Hospital later by himself. And there was a diagnosis of lesion fracture. CT scan of the brain and CT scan of the neck was negative. History presenting in this patient is reporting pain in the neck around 6, lower back pain is 7. Neck is stiff and lower back pain are off and on. Headaches are present to the tune of 7. Mostly they are present in the right temple and back, moderately severe, off and on. And there is no trigger, no sensitivity to light or noise, no nausea, vomiting, or seizures aura. And patient reports of no dizziness, vertigo, loss of memory, loss of balance, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, no nausea, vomiting, no vision problem like loss of vision field, spots in the vision, blurred vision. There is no sleepwalking, no seizures or loss of consciousness. No taste problem, no smell problem, no TMJ problem. Regarding the pain that patient has described, they happen once a day as a throbbing and aching, and they are moderately severe, 5 to 8. ADLs are affected, 7. And the pain is worsened by standing and walking. And pain is improved by sitting, lying down and medications. So far, patient does not report any other testing or any other treatment being afforded to him except medication from the hospital. He reports of numbness, tinging, tension needle of the left, second, third, and fourth finger. There is no motor weakness. He is not dropping any phone or dinner plates. No bladder bowel incontinence. No issue in walking. He reported he can walk independently. He can sit and stand independently. Please review the records for the system review, surgical history, and for allergy history, family history, legal history, work history, as well as the personal history. He tells her that his leg gets tired after walking half a block, but he can still carry on. He can sit okay, stand for 15 minutes, sleep is off and on. He's sleeping on the stomach. And please do the ADL from the records. Physical examination. 58-year-old African-American male of a good-built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. And 185 is the weight, 5 feet 10 and a half inches the height. Blood pressure is 155 or 135, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 99. The patient is a alert-oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably, and well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. Patient does appear mildly anxious but not lethargic. Good attitude, demeanor is present. Dress and hygiene is normal. And patient is able to walk reasonably well. Rest of the exam comes from the template. The nose bridge is completely normal in the ENT and no obvious fracture is noticeable from outside. Even inside, there is no active bleeding on the time of examination. He is being seen by the hospital and also by ENT. Neurological examination is completely normal. In the face or in the skin, please mention that there are 3 scars on the right side of the face from the injury. And in the musculature examination, there is a spasm of the quadratus lumborum muscle, bilaterally severe, and paravertebral muscle spasm L1 to L5 with mild tenderness. 1 plus hypertonicity. However, the inspection and palpation of the spine is normal on musculoskeletal examination. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 50. Extension is 50. Bilateral side flexion is 30. And bilateral rotation is 60. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50. Extension is 10. Bilateral side flexion is 10. Bilateral rotation is 10. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine. Hoffman sign is negative. Purling sign is negative. Lerma test is positive. Distraction test negative. Sotal test negative. Myelopathy sign is negative. For the 6-spine, Bruce test, slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is negative. Split leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is negative. Breger test is negative. Clamp test is positive. Clamp test is positive. Babinski sign is negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joint is mildly tender. Paver test and Gonsalon test are positive bilaterally. Iliac compression test is positive. Distraction test is also positive. Standing flexion test is positive. Extremities examination. All the extremities are found to be completely normal, except in the left hand, the Tinel sign and Phelan sign is positive. Motor power is 4/5. The grip is normal, with normal circulation, normal reflexes. and no other deficits are noticed, no scars, lacerations. Diagnosis? In general, 110, V89.2 X60, V79.891. CNS, R51, R42, F41.1 nerves, M79.2 muscles, M60.9. Ligaments, M54.0. Cervical spine. Cervical spine is M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4. XXA, lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5 XXA. In the sacroiliac spine, M54.17, S33.5 XXA, M46.1. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered to the neck and lower back, and muscle spasms, and with traction massage. Medications are provided. Celebrex 200 mg daily for healing. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix 20 mg twice a day for healing. Elavil 50 mg at night. Purified for headaches. Lidocaine gel 5%, 200 gram daily for topical pain relief. For narcotic pain medication is provided Narco 7.5, 325 to 12 hours for 7 days, 14 tablets. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review available, MRI, other imaging records, none are available. Interventional pain procedure, none are recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care caseworker is not needed. Past medical records, not needed. Investigations. None are being ordered at this time. DMEs, patient has been ordered back brace, neck brace, tense units. Education, yes. Follow visit in 7 days. Personal support, yes. Thank you.